You know, we were talking about the fact that obviously right now standard of care is acutely shifted to using T-DM1 post neoadjuvantly in patients with any residual disease, that's clearly out there. But I got to say, it seems a little weird to only use pertuzumab in that neoadjuvant setting and not continue it. From a theoretical point of view, does that make sense to you? Is there any, and we're going to talk about the Christine study, it looks at the combination, but any reason to think about T-DM1 plus pertuzumab?
So just to back up a minute, the Christine study we developed, Dennis and I developed, it started as a 5-arm clinical trial where the S in Christine was the number 5. When the sponsor took it over, it morphed into this 2-arm trial, but we actually had an arm that just looked at T-DM1 because we're not convinced that the synergy between pertuzumab and T-DM1 is actually necessary, that you actually need the dual HER2 blockade. And the Marianne study calls that into question a little bit as well. That was the first line T-DM1, you know, in metastatic setting.
So it's kind of like Cleopatra, but you're substituting T-DM1 for the chemo trastuzumab.
Exactly, exactly. So we don't have the answer to that question. I'd love to know whether or not the addition of pertuzumab improves outcomes, but we just don't know. I'm okay utilizing pertuzumab in the neoadjuvant setting and for those patients who have residual disease, meaning it didn't hit the home run, switching to T-DM1. We don't have evidence adding pertuzumab is going to help things. It may add toxicity with a little bit higher rates of diarrhea and skin toxicity, so I don't feel uncomfortable with that approach. The question I have is when you do reach that home run, that PCR, and you've used a TCHP type regimen, what benefit is continuing the pertuzumab if the patient's node negative? And we don't know. If the patient tolerated it well, I feel that probably we should continue and complete that full year.
And, you know, it's interesting, that same survey of the 30 investigators, when we asked them about adding pertuzumab, of course, we had to throw all that out as soon as the Catherine trial came in, but when we asked them about that in terms of adding pertuzumab with a PATH-CR, there was a consensus, just kidding, it was completely split, like 50-50, yes and no.
Right.
So nobody knows.
Yeah.
What do you do? I don't remember what you do. I think you add, right?
Yeah, I add in the higher risk patients, you know, node positive, if they have a PATH-CR, I feel good about continuing it, yes.